Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you were stuck in a horror movie, what actor would you want starring alongside you?
In a horror movie?
Yeah, like you're being chased by a killer. Like a Jason or a Scream Face.
Wait, no.
Wait, are you saying what villain do we want chasing us or what actor?
No, what actor?
Okay.
That's hard.
I'm not a big horror movie guy.
Yeah, you don't like
scary movies. It can be an athlete,
movies.
Too, if you want. You can, and really any celebrity.
I'm trying to think of people who usually live in horror films.
Does it have to be somebody who's in a horror film, though?
Yeah, I'd want Neve Campbell.
Yeah, she's really good at figuring it out.
She's really good at staying
alive. However, everybody
alive.
Gets close to her does die. I've seen a couple of screams.
She's really good at staying alive, except for the last scream, which she wasn't in because of contract negotiations.
Oh, I know.
But isn't she coming back for the next one?
She is coming back for the next one.
Does it have to be somebody who's in other horror films, though?
No.
Can it be anybody?
No.
Okay,
anyone.
I want Keanu Reeves.
Ooh.
He's a secret killer, too.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves would be good.
But what if
I think he'd actually be really brave in real life, too.
But what if he's actually the killer in the horror film?
Oh, like that's the twist?
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie where he plays a bad guy. It's suspenseful.
Hardball.
No, he's a good guy in that one. Although
with the gambling problem.
If you're a city planner, you might think he's a bad guy.
Or if you're his bookie.
Yeah.
He was kind of dodging paying his bookie.
He was paying, yeah. People forget that storyline.
I love that it's like, man, this guy is doing so great for his community. He is dodging his bookie. Come on. Bookies get a bad rap.
He owes him money.
It is not the bookie's fault that people keep losing money they promise to give to the bookie.
The thing that sucks is like bookies have been doing this.
It's not the bookie's fault. But
bookies have been doing their jobs like under the table for so many years. And Now all of a sudden it's just legal.
Yeah.
Now they're like, oh, I can do it. It's like drug dealers. They're like, oh.
Are there bookies anymore? Does there need
to
be bookies?
Yeah, no, there still some bookies.
Because like you can do it tax free.
And some states you don't. First of all, not every state has sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things you can't bet at sports books.
Yeah.
So.
And also.
Not that I would know.
I was finding out about this weekend because I know somebody, it was like a friend of a friend. But the friend was telling me, yeah, like he like is serious about sports gambling to the point that like he goes on like Discord chats and like has figured all these things out.
Yeah.
And he told me that his friend made 30,000 to 40,000.
Goodness.
A year from sports gambling and so winning.
That's so hard to do, but I guess like, got to be lucky.
He said he basically was like spent like 3 to 4 hours. Like it was mostly when his job, like when it was like
doing like
really
research
dead.
And stuff.
Like, yeah, he had no other work to do. So he would just spend that time at work.
See, I can't even do that. Like I can't even pay that much attention to my fantasy baseball team.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he was serious. But the problem was he couldn't withdraw. You can't withdraw large sums of money because they
Why
start
not?
To tax you on it.
Oh.
And also then the apps start to monitor your betting and they will make it so you can't bet as much because they know they're going to lose that money.
Well, that doesn't seem fair. That seems against the law. You should be able to, they can't control when you bet and just so they don't lose. That's not right. Mm.
The house always wins.
The, you know, like whenever I do my sports betting, I always do it with Circus Sports. It's
obviously
the way sports betting should be.
Yep. We've always said that.
Just shout out to Circa. Guys, I went out to Vegas last weekend, and if there's like, when you're in Vegas, if you have 48 hours in Vegas, what's the one thing that like you want, you have to get done?
Get done?
Or like you want to do or want to see?
Craps.
Just play craps?
Well, I always forget how to play, so every time
every time you go
to a craps table, though, there's so much to it. I have to relearn again, and I always only get the basics.
Mare got weirdly good at craps because she went on a bunch of work trips, and they would always hit up a casino whenever they would go, and they taught her how to play, and she got really good. And like my Apple Watch was based off of winnings that she made from craps. Like no joke, she won enough money.
Fascinating to play once you kind of know. We had a dealer last weekend at the bachelor party I was at that was like breaking it all down for us. Like,
yeah.
Oh, if you want to get more money, place your money here at this point. And like,
I
was doing well for a while, and then like after a while, it was like just everything. Like it was.
Yeah, it's a fun game because it's like community building.
But like you have to have a good. Like I felt like I was the guy at the table trying to get everybody like clapping and going.
See, that's a good guy to have.
I know, but like it was like a little annoying. Granted, it was like everybody I was with, so we were like all having fun, and then like a couple randoms, but they were like the ones throwing the dice for a little bit. So we're like, hell yeah, you're part of the team. And then a couple stragglers would come on, but I felt bad because there was one of the. I don't know. Are they called dealers at craps, too? Whatever.
Yeah.
One of the employees that was working one side of the table was like new and was not doing a good job. So there was like two people standing, one on either side of the table that were helping whichever side you were on with your bets.
Yeah.
A woman in the middle who was like sitting down kind of monitoring it. And then somebody across from them who was the one who was like bringing in the dice, essentially.
Yeah, there's always a lot there.
And the woman who was sitting down, the guy's name was Benji. Who was having all the issues.
Stop.
I know.
We just looked at each
2 weeks in a row,
a Benji reference 2 weeks.
This guy is a human, not a dog.
What? Oh, that's
and
sad.
Benji
that's
could not do anything right to the point where like she could like no joke.
Oh,
just
a girl?
Corrected him. No, it was him, but this woman who was sitting in the middle was just correct. Benji, no. Benji, they put the money there. Benji.
Bad dog,
Benji. They didn't bet that. Like, all this stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I lost my money because that's how gambling
goes
sometimes.
Because of Benji.
No, well, no, because Benji left. Maybe Benji was my good luck charm. But when Benji came back was right before was right as I lost my money. And I was like, you know what? I'm kind of glad. Because even if I was on a heater right now, I don't like Benji's vibes. It's all vibes.
And that's the thing. Like, you will never get bigger FOMO than playing at a craps table, and you see a craps table next to you or like a few craps tables down, is just losing their mind.
Everybody's having a good
going
time.
Going nuts. Like,
yeah. It's so fun.
And you're like, why is it my craps table that buzzing?
I was like nervous to roll the dice on it. Like when it came to mind, I was like, I don't want to be the guy.
I had a good
roll going for a little bit. I made some people some money, and I was proud of that.
You know who else is also sucks at a craps table? Is someone who can't keep the dice in the table.
You know,
oh,
like
when they fly
I kept
out.
I kept my throws low too, so they could just skim and hit the wall.
It's nerve wracking when you're the one rolling.
Well,
you're
they,
like, don't be
stressful.
That guy.
And
don't
plus,
be that
if you
guy
don't make
throw them out,
if you don't make the wall, it's kind of embarrassing too. Like you want you want the bounce back effect.
There's a lot of
that's
rule.
Why there's a just right throw, not too hard, yeah. not
yes.
too soft.
There was somebody who got it that like one of the it didn't bounce out, but one of the die landed on top of one of the chips, like kind of crooked, so they had to like look over to see what it would be. It did win us money, so that was awesome, but like that's how serious it got.
I don't remember, do they count the die when it lands on chips?
If it's like tilted, they it was essentially like if they were to move that, you could see which side was pointing like towards that, like if you moved the chip it would fall on it.
Oh.
So they like but they didn't move the chip at all, they just like carefully walked over and looked. And yeah, it's nerve-wracking. It is a lot of fun. Gambling is fun.
Do you know anybody that's won a good amount of money? Like a good chunk? Not in
not,
a
not
bunch
outside
of
like
but
Meredith.
In one bet.
I've heard bet. Like sports, my friends who have sports gambled have won a good amount of money. But
my
like
girl?
I was at the casino last week. It was a lot of people who were like, we played blackjack first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I lost like a majority of my money originally.
Because
I went up.
Roulette is like
I went up in blackjack. And then I just got on a string of like, everybody was getting tens but me. And I kept getting like fives. And I'm like, there's no good way to play this. So I kind of got screwed.
Well, if you get two fives, that's as good as a 10.
Well, but you could split those also.
Yeah.
One of my buddies, this was the best part. One of my friends got two eights. So he goes, I'll split those. Great. Next card he gets is an eight. Splits again.
Ooh, I've seen that.
Next card
happen.
He gets is an eight. So
stop
we were all
it.
Just going nuts. And after you can't split, he can only have four. So he got a fifth eight. And he's like, oh. We're like, can he split? They're like, no, he can't split five times. Four is our maximum here. We're like, damn it. But he ended up winning all
of
his hands because the dealer busted.
No.
So he won all
that's
of his money.
Incredible.
We all went. It was the Bachelor. So we went nuts.
Did he bust on any of his hands?
Like not in that, no, because all of them ended up being flipped. It was like three tens and then that 1-8.
Do you have any idea how much he won off that? Had to be quite a bit.
I'm thinking that because he would have bet table minimum. Which
do you have to bet more if you split?
You gotta bet the same amount. So it was 25. I think he won. Must have won $200 there.
Okay.
Goodness.
But then he only walked away plus 30. We all went on bad hands at blackjack. And then that craps, it was the same thing as blackjack, where I was like, I kind of went in with a little bit of money, and then I was like, oh, I'm up, this is great, but I'm going to stay at the table, and then I just slowly but surely went down. Everyone in my group, only one guy walked away, he was plus 300 at the end of the night, and it's because he hit on three separate numbers on roulette.
Man.
Well,
I know three people who have won big.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what, when you say big, how much are we talking?
Okay, my friend Mary was playing a slot machine, and it was progressive, and she won a Ford Mustang.
It was
damn.
It was progressive. So it's like it voted for gay marriage.
And then my stepdad, I don't know if they have them anymore. They used to have these big, giant slot machines. They'd be like 5 feet long. They were just, you know, and they'd be a buck. Back then, it was a long time ago. We're before it was like people would be playing a quarter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was a buck or maybe it was $10. And he pulled this big giant handle down. He won $10,000.
Stop! That's gotta be the coolest feeling in the world. Not only like pulling down a giant lever that like where you like that's like
right.
bigger than the size of a globe.
Right.
Like pulling that down has got to be the coolest feeling. But then to win
right.
off of that
totally.
Has got to be just. Euphoric.
It is. It's cool. And then you guys know my friend Ernie. I think I showed you a video. He won $114,000.
Oh, yeah. That was like recently, wasn't it?
Well, like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Oh, my
God. He won $114,000. $114,000.
And I go up like 100. I'm like, this is awesome.
But then you get taxed on that, right? So what is it? That's like.
Yeah, you do.
You walk away with probably like $75,000.
Still.
Yeah.
I love that. I always love that complaint when it comes to the lottery. Well, it's like, oh, 500 million. Yeah, but after taxes, it's like 250.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. What am I going to do with that money? That's chump change.
Like, I heard someone say that, like Price is Right, for example. Obviously, like, you win a car, you get taxed on all those prizes, right? You win the showcase showdown, you get taxed on all of them. I heard someone that, like, you can refuse the prize, and then they offer it up to anyone in the audience who wants to pay it.
Is it that way? I thought the show was for the prizes because it looks better, But I thought they had the option to take a cash value.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'm literally speaking out my butt right now because I heard it, but I wasn't sure if they were talking about that game or a different game show.
I don't know. I've always wanted to go on that show.
I think my parents go. I think my parents went one time.
The
thing is, you have to really, when you wait in the line and they come around and like interview, you have to like really stand out. Like,
yeah.
Really like.
Which
is a kind of annoying because I don't love those types of things where people like know they have to stand out. So then they're.
Well, there was like a story that came out, like a blogger realized it. So like him and his friends went.
Really?
Four of them. And they like prepped on like how they were going to do. And only one of them got picked. But like they made sure like they were the most. Like the loudest, the happiest. You have to really put on a show. One of my brother's friend's grandmas was on it, actually.
Like brother's friend's grandma.
Yeah, got called down and won. But she didn't win anything big. But I know she won something.
I had a friend who was
good
on.
For you.
I know. Damn, got him. I got a friend. Cool. Anyway, moving on.
Back to Price is Right.
Yeah.
No,
reminds me of this guy. Friend. Anyway.
Do you remember the, what was it? I think it was Bob Barker's final episode. They did it in primetime. It was a very special episode.
Yeah.
Very.
Spay or neuter your pets.
A very special episode in 90s talk was always the episode where somebody got caught doing drugs. Or got
beat. A very special episode.
It's a very special episode. Yeah.
Monday. 8/7 Central.
So it's a very special episode of Price is Right.
It was Bob Barker's final show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was it aired like during the day, but then it also, they re-aired it that night, prime time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
My friend Kristen Bokel was not just at that show. She got called down.
Oh.
Wow.
And won the little bidding thing.
Mm.
Got to play Plinko on...
How'd she do?
Barker's final
That's
show.
My least favorite game, though.
But it's one of the most iconic.
Very lucky. It is iconic.
And how'd she do?
She won. She walked away with something. She obviously got the necklace or something that she bid on.
Yeah.
So they got that. And then she won like $5,000 or something like that.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it was like a good chunk of change. No, no, no.
Austin's famous friends that we have obviously heard of.
No, you've never heard of her before.
Yeah, sure. Prime time.
We went over to her house to watch it. It was
a house that
Super
Bowl.
Wow.
What a surprise.
I hate you guys so much.
Wow, a historical event. Austin has a tie to it. Crazy.
Yep.
Wow. Could not have seen that one coming.
Do you guys remember when Will Smith got slapped at the Oscars? or when he slapped Chris Rock?
My friend
was Chris Rock. Do you remember the guy who got slapped?
I'm surprised Austin's friends with us.
Me too. We're not famous enough.
I know.
Well, okay, first of all, who says I'm friends with you guys? We're coworkers, okay?
Wow.
Nothing has been more apparent to me than when Austin's actual friends come to town. Do you see how he ignores us?
Yep.
Eric Church last year stood two rows in front of me, never hung out with
me. Mel wasn't even at that show, so of course I'm going to ignore her.
Well, somebody was at that show, Melissa.
Yeah, who was it?
And that was me.
I introduced you.
Introduced me, and then guess what he did? What did
he do?
I hung out with my friends who were in town for the weekend.
Stood two rows in front of me.
Wow.
Wow, couldn't even hang out with me.
Wow.
Too cool for me.
So rude.
Two new friends in town.
That was the concert where...
Dude is rude.
Now keep
I may or may not.
Keep in mind, on St. Patrick's Day, you know, we do the parade a couple of years ago. Also wanted to have a drink. What did I do? Hey, come hang with my friends.
Oh.
Invited them out. People get too big
First of all, you were with Haley. You were with Haley.
No, I wasn't. Haley wasn't there.
At Eric Church?
At Eric Church, yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Wait, who?
At Eric Church, Haley was there. I was talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Haley was at St. Patrick's Day.
She was not at St.
Patrick's. I mean, she was at Eric Church, yes. Otherwise, if Haley wasn't there.
But you got a problem with the girls?
Wow, Austin.
I love Haley more than my own wife sometimes.
Oh, it's getting a little weird.
That is weird. This is getting weirder by the minute.
Yeah.
Only on the times when my wife makes me get a haircut. Which is this week.
You act like my wife wasn't ever like, hey, maybe you should get a haircut.
Yeah, I know. But she didn't say it to me. I love Haley. But if you were alone that night, you bet your ass you would have been going. Because I may or may not have drank a little bit too much that evening.
Shocker.
And may or may not have shouted at Eric Church from the pit saying, Eric, you are my best friend.
Hello.
In between songs.
Chicago Tribune, do I got the scoop of the century for you? Yes, I'll hold.
Why did you call the Tribune? And why did they put you immediately on hold?
Well, because they got to go get the editors because they know this is a big scoop. I'm going to go meet them in the parking garage later today with a trench coat and let them know that's an All the President's Men reference. What's up? Speaking of President's Men, one of my friends was a President's Male. Who are we? Who was that?
Anybody else famous you want to talk
guys,
about?
Guys, just live a little. Live a little. Get out of your houses every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You'll meet some folks.
Hey, I do adult puzzles night. Okay.
Yeah, adult puzzles.
It sounds like you're doing dirty puzzles.
Yeah. Hey, I do adult puzzles
nights. Hey, show us a photo. Yeah, look at this.
You put the pieces together that you see my full figure.
Who has the nipple? Well, yeah. I
need a left nipple. I have the right one.
I got the areola. Yeah.
Gross.
Someone just walked by our studio as Kyle shouted, I have the areola.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm in.
Come on in.
Chrissy Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
Our cards.
Chrissy, you're on our show after the show podcast.
Thanks.
You got any hot takes you want to give?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you know any famous people?
Mel, hand her a mic.
Do you know any famous people like Austin?
Yeah, Austin only knows famous people.
What do you mean, what are these?
Oh, my gosh.
What are these?
The most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
What are those?
My mom's going to love these. My mom's going to give these to everyone in her Bunko group.
What's Bunko?
It's a game that Southern women play.
Crime ring.
The Bunko
game. It's a crime ring based.
The Bunko babes.
Yeah.
Come here.
Chrissy, come on.
Come on.
Come here.
Come on,
Chrissy,
be on the pod.
I don't have any hot takes.
Chrissy, you're the wittiest person here at Odyssey.
Come on.
I literally don't have any hot takes.
No, you don't need a hot take. Just pop on and say
Make
hello.
Make fun of Austin.
There you go. You
Hi, this is Chrissy Wilson. Hot. Chrissy, your title?
I don't even know.
Here at Odyssey?
I make it up once every 6 months. The current title that I've made up, I think, is Director of Marketing Music Platforms.
Ooh.
Did anyone give that to me? No.
No.
I just put it in my email signature and said, hey, I'm doing this. If you have a problem with it, I don't care.
I like that it's music platforms. So you're like, the sports and BBM news? No, I'm not touching
No,
those.
No, I notably don't care at all about sports.
You like equestrian.
You do stuff. You've been getting into horsing.
I like Pilates.
Ooh.
I like, I do like a horse. I like the Olympics.
Yeah.
Olympics are dope.
What's your favorite event in the Olympics?
Winter or summer?
Ooh. Let's start with summer.
Start with summer.
I'll watch anything. Like, I watched, and this was, I mean, it was a devastating moment for me, but I watched trampoline for like
It's mesmerizing.
Several years. And there was a man, I believe, out of, I think he's a Chinese athlete named Dong Dong. And he was my favorite trampoline athlete.
So you just watched Dong Dong go up and down.
And he was really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Dong Dong was a champion among champions.
Dong Dong was his name, by the way.
And I think he retired.
Dong Dong will get pretty high.
Dong Dong, he was great at bouncing up and down and doing flips.
And what they do is sometimes nice and flip based.
Yeah, they jump like 30 feet in the air and then do like 700 little like spin arounds.
Oh, Mel, you should totally see Dong Dong flopping around.
You should see Dong Dong swing himself around on that trampoline. Yeah.
Mel, you probably like Dong Dong out of all of us.
He won in the 2008 Olympics. He won bronze. And then in 2020 and 2016, he was silver. And in 2012, he was gold. He really rose to the occasion.
Yeah. Nice joke.
Dong Dong.
Dong Dong was in it for the long haul. Dong Dong, a champion of the tramp.
Yeah. Well, his fellow competitors say he's stiff competition.
He is super stiff competition. Yeah. And... Okay. Couldn't be beat.
What's the winter?
Winter sport. I like to watch the moguls because their knees bounce up and down.
Oh, yep.
Also, I become an official on everything. Like, I'll watch anything. And I'm like, I can't believe you scored it that way.
I love the one where they have to ski and then shoot. It makes no sense.
It's it makes no sense.
Cross country ski. I'm going to shoot.
How that became an event, I have no idea.
The ski and shoot?
Yeah.
I think...
The movie Fargo?
I think the Winter Olympics come from a lot of cold environments where people drink a lot.
Yeah.
And that's how all of this stuff
They said, I bet
happen.
I can ski to that point over there and shoot the target better than you can.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove it.
Prove it. Do it. Do it, yeah.
And what do they call it? The biathlon? Is that what that is called?
No.
What's it called?
Is that people who have sex with both men and women?
Yes. Yeah.
While skiing, Melissa. Yeah. Say the whole thing.
It's athletes who love men and women with a rifle.
The biathlon. Yeah. Biathlon. That is what it is.
That is what it's called. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Including the sex with men and women while skiing part.
Hold on. I'm reading the history.
If you actually wanted to buy an athlon. Speaking of Dong Dong, can we go back real quick?
Oh, God.
What?
Sure.
When he was on the trampoline team in high school, do you know if he got cut? Sorry, circumcised?
He got snipped from the team. He got snipped right off that tramp.
Yeah. Tramp!
It's like, you know, people always talk about Michael Jordan, like the famous story, he got cut from his high school basketball team.
Yeah.
People are like, thing about Dong Dong. He got circumcised from his high school trampoline team.
No, I think he had trouble in high school because for some reason, every time he jumped, he leaned a little bit to the left. I felt weird saying that. I don't like that anymore.
You did it, though.
I did it. I'm already here.
So wait, did you say he won gold?
Yeah.
So he was the wiener?
He was the wiener of the tramp. Dong
the
dong.
Wiener of the tramp.
Dong Dong forever.
Dong Dong forever.
I love Dong. I'm so glad we invited Chrissy onto this podcast.
That's it. I feel like everyone should celebrate Dong Dong, the trampoline.
Three cheers champion. For Dong Dong.
Hip hip.
Yay.
Dong.
My title is going to be unemployed after this. So thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no, I was happy to get Chrissy Wilson as her last day as the head of marketing music programs.
I just came in here to deliver you guys your commemorative baseball cards you handed out from opening day.
Yeah, we had baseball cards made for opening day, and Chrissy brought in the extra ones. And these are, they're so well done.
You guys,
they are. They're super cute.
You guys knocked it out of the park with these.
I love them. Well, get this frame.
That pun was intended.
I thought it'd be funny. We made these baseball cards, and they do feature, you guys should post pictures of these, they do feature all of them as children, except both Austin and Kyle submitted their photos of them in Little League, and then Melissa submitted her photo of a school photo, and our creative director, Zach, who made these and did a great job, told me he didn't want to do the kids because Melissa's looked on a face on the milk carton situation.
It does. It does look like Melissa's gone missing. Have you seen me?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Do it. Put it on there.
Right. Like
read
I'm.
It.
Like I'm. I. It's like going to a pamphlet at Wendy's. It's like, have you seen me? Date of birth. You know. Last seen
it's
unknown.
It's a very embarrassing picture. It's
I don't agree with that.
Very Shirley Temple curly hair. I don't know.
Well, if you just say it's a picture of Melissa, we're gonna assume it's an embarrassing one.
Hey, don't talk to her like that.
Don't talk to me like that. It's Team Melissa Day.
Oh, it's Team Melissa Day?
Yep, I flipped a coin. She won.
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're now among the champions like Dong Dong.
You're, yeah. You're the next
she's
Dong Dong.
She's always
said
that for years.
To be just like Dong Dong.
Dong Dong.
Thanks.
No, thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Bye.
Thank you. I knew we were in for podcast gold as soon as that Dong Dong came out of her
no
mouth.
Kidding. You know, another sport, though, that I like is the luge or luge or loogie or whatever
luge.
It is.
You said it three different ways and not one of them was right. You know what I like? The luge.
The loge.
The lounge.
The loge.
The lozenge.
I love the throat lozenge.
What is that? You know where they go down the sled?
You know that game.
It's such a weird name. Luge.
Luge.
Whatever.
I like how we just spent 15 minutes talking about Dong Dong and you said luge is a weird name.
Speaking of weird things.
All right. Well, does anyone else have any more Dong Dong jokes?
No. My favorite was I knew Austin had another one and I was very glad that Melissa and I both moved on to Winter Olympics. But then naturally Austin goes, so anyway, back to Dong
I
Dong.
Know.
Like just,
I know.
Dong Dong would Classic. Compete in the Winter Olympics.
He would?
Yeah, but...
He shrinks?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.